Last week, the Premier travelled to the Pilbara to turn the first sod on the Perdaman fertiliser plant. Another big story for development in WA that's also associated with multiple problems around carbon emissions, air pollution, treatment of traditional owners and the destruction of Aboriginal heritage sites, including further removal of priceless ancient rock art. The kind of story that local journalists are following over the long term, for better or for worse. Eliza Closer has been a journalist with Roebourne-based Nyada Media for several months now, and last Friday, as you would expect, she was on site to photograph the removal of rock art in Murujuga to make way for a $6 billion urea plant when she was approached by police. Good morning, Eliza.
Good morning, Mary.
Tell me about this place. Like, how remote is it? How hard is it to get to?
Look, it's a pretty remote place, I'd say, when you consider Australia and just Karratha in general. There is not a town around for quite a while, and Murujuga is about half an hour drive from Karratha, and the only thing that is around in that area is iron ore and industry.
Right.
As well, of course, the rock art.
So you'd obviously heard that there was likely to be movement on that day and went to record it. What happened?
Yeah, so I was taking photos out of the removal of rock art, and basically I was approached by police, and they were asking me what I was doing, who I worked for, what my interest was. And, you know, I told them, you know, I was a journalist and I was taking photos of the removal of rock art. And at that point, I've got some photos. So I proceeded to drive away, and this was out of the Burrup area. And it was a couple of minutes later, and another police car pulled me over, and proceeded to they. I asked them why they had pulled me over, and they said that because they were the police and they can pull over anyone driving along the roads. And I did a breathalyzer test, and then they searched. Well, they did a road safety standard evaluation of the car and searched. It seemed like searching the car, and then asked me about my camera, what I was doing, what I was taking photos of. So it was a very intense interaction.
Yeah. So, did you expect to see police out there? Have you seen them out there before?
Over the last couple of months, I haven't seen them out there before, a few months ago, but since the start of this construction of the Perdaman site, there has been an increasing amount of police out there.
So patrolling, in other words?
Yeah, I'd say patrolling.
Okay. And so other than we're police and we can stop and search anyone we like, that was the reason given? There was no other detail?
There was no other detail given. That was it.
Okay, but your SD card from your camera was taken?
Yeah, so later that day, I got home. I'd taken the photos, luckily, off the SD card, and I was at home. We got a knock at the door, and it was the police, and they informed us that they were going to search the house due to my co-worker who had been involved in a Woodside AGM protest. And so they searched the house, and they searched my entire room as well, through all of my bags, under my pillows. They read my work diary, and the only thing that they took from the house was my SD card with those photos I'd taken of the rock art removals.
Mm. So how were you treated during that raid?
They treated us well. I mean, they were asking me questions in relation to the work of my co-worker down in Perth, but I had nothing to do with that and I had no prior knowledge of it. I didn't know that was going on. But in concern of the raid, they filmed us saying our rights, and they filmed the apartment beforehand and afterhand just to, I think, make sure that they had left it in a nice state.
Why would they have done that?
From my understanding, the last raid that happened up here in Karratha, they had left it in not a good state, and there was complaints made. And that was also over Raylene, who had significant connections to the Burrup Peninsula as well and Murujuga. But yeah, so the police did not do a good raid at that time. That was what the criticism that they received. And so I would think that they were trying to do a by-the-book raid on this house.
Right.
Yeah.
And just track me through. It wasn't, there were two sets of police who talked to you when you were out on the site, but were any of those familiar faces at the raid?
No. So the police, I believe the police who were out at Murujuga who stopped me were police officers, and it was detectives that showed up at the house.
Mm. So what did you do? How did you take care of yourself? Who did you talk to? Obviously, your bosses at Nyata Media, for starters.
Yeah, and I also I called up the MEAA, the media union, and I discussed it with them, and they were shocked. They informed me that is that seemed like an overreach of the police and harassment. And at that time, I was still confused about what happened. I only graduated, I guess, last year, and so I'm new to this. And that was it was pretty crazy to hear that from a media union, that it was a harassment by the police.
Mm. And so, what conclusion did you draw about what they were really concerned about? Was it you in the first place?
I think when I was out at Murujuga, yeah, they were concerned about me. They were concerned about my camera, it seemed like, more than anything else. I believe that was why they had such a problem with me there. Because if you think about it, tourists go over there. There's Hearson's Cove, which is a nice beach. But I was there taking photos, and that was the problem that the police had. And I think it's a bit of an overreach by the police, and it seems like their concern is maybe not with the public, who should probably know about this and have a public interest in it, but in about protecting what is happening out there, which is the construction of the Perdaman site. Mm.
So, what did you witness when you were out there? What did you take photographs of?
So, I took photographs of a crane moving objects. And we had been informed that the crane had been brought in the night or two nights before, and we were informed that they were moving rock art at that time. So I went out there to get those photos of the rock art removal, and yeah, it was a crane moving objects.
Okay. Well, I'm curious to know how this might have impacted your kind of appetite to keep telling the story.
It hasn't stopped me at all from wanting to tell this story. In fact, it's done quite the opposite. Like having this experience with the police and understanding now about the reach that this story about the police overreach of trying to stop me from taking these photos or getting those photos out there of the ancient rock art removal. It's just kind of put a fire under my belly of wanting to share this story and wanting to let people know and share what is happening out at Murujuga.
Yeah. And one final question, Eliza, is there anything further to be dealt with from your perspective in terms of your interactions with the police, or is that done and dusted as far as you know?
I'm getting advice from the MEAA, the union, and I've also been reached out to by an environmental lawyer who wants to speak with me. So I'm unsure at this stage. I'm still yet to get my SD card back. I did go to the police office 2 days ago to get it back, and I think there was just a mix-up, and I was unable to retrieve it at that time, and the detectives weren't at the office. But I'm hoping to get it back this afternoon, and if there is any problems with that, I probably will be taking it further.
Yeah, it must be a pretty disconcerting thing as an early career journalist to suddenly become the story.
Yeah, it's like you were meant to report on the story, not be the story. So this has been a definitely interesting experience. And what I'm most glad about is that the story of the rock art removal is getting out there. I work at an Indigenous media company, and it's of high importance and it's significant to our audience. And I'm glad that it has got this traction, that this issue has been brought to light.
Yeah. Eliza, thanks so much for taking the time to share this story with us this morning on RTRFM.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Eliza Closer is a journalist with Nyata Media up in the Pilbara, and she was stopped a couple of times by police last Friday taking photographs of the removal of rock art up in Murujuga, and then later on her home was raided.